Viola, the story of possibly the first African-American-owned hospital in Pensacola and the events that led to its demise, will be chronicled in two public events this week presented by the Kakua Institute. Robin Richard is director of the Institute and writer of the songs and narration for the programs. Additionally, it was Richard who dug deep into the archives to uncover this intriguing local history about this African-American-owned hospital on DeVilliers Street in downtown Pensacola nearly a century ago, and its founder, Viola Edwards.
She was a trained nurse, which was sort of the precursor to registered nurses. So she was a trained nurse and had owned a restaurant. Her husband, William, was a postal worker, and they had three children, so very middle-class family.
The Viola Edwards Hospital began operating in June of 1922. At the time, it was one of about seven hospitals in the area. Patients received treatment there for about 5 years.
In 1927, in the summer of 1927, a white woman came in to the hospital on Monday, and by Friday, she was dead. And so therein lies the drama and the challenge and what started the closing of the Viola Edwards Hospital.
According to Richard, the subsequent trials were headline news in the local newspaper, at that time the Pensacola Journal.
It was front page for months and almost over the course of a year during this time because the culture dynamics were a bit different. And so here you have this white woman who dies in the care of black people. You have this black woman who dared to open up what may have been this first hospital. And then you have this whole national conversation about the role and rights of women. And so I'm guessing it would have been, in the sort of modern parlance, it would have been some juicy news to people that this happened. The woman who came in also had questions around the father of the child, and she was a well-known woman. So you had all of this drama come to head during this summer of 1927.
Richard says she uncovered the story of Viola Edwards and her hospital in 2012 while working on a documentary about the historic Belmont DeVilliers neighborhood.
Looking at part of the research, I came across an archaeological assessment that was done in the late 80s by the University of West Florida, and the principal investigator on it was Dr. Judy Benz. It was done ahead of this federal project that later became, and the building is still there, DeVilliers Gardens. And that's where, in that article, they mentioned the hospital, mentioned Viola Edwards and William Edwards. And today, the apartment complex still stands there, and sort of, to me, and sort of in memory of this hospital where families gather.
The search for information took Richard to the archives at UWF, the News Journal, and eventually led her to Detroit, Michigan, where Viola Edwards lived after leaving Pensacola. Richard was fascinated with the different themes of this story and decided to present it to the community with two public events at the UWF Center for Fine and Performing Arts. The Viola panel discussion is Thursday, 7:30 p.m.
That's really exciting because at the panel discussion, you get to really understand the history, the culture, the legal ramifications, and the impact of these decisions that were made during the trial and for the Viola Edwards Hospital. And we're really excited to have Judge Margaret Burnham, who is an esteemed professor, law professor at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. And her interest is why African Americans had to flee the South in the 1930s and 40s to avoid being lynched. And so even though the story happens a little bit before that, the fact that this was a woman was really and historically significant to that. And so we're going to have Judge Margaret Burnham. We're going to have the composer, Lois Henry. I'll be on the panel as well as the writer. And from the University of West Florida, we're going to have Dr. Laura Dortch Edler, who has a great interest in social work and so in the whole social fabric of this conversation. Plus, before, Dr. Edler was a nurse, too. And so she's going to bring a really great perspective to it.
The two-night event will conclude with the Viola Song Cycle premiere, which will be presented Friday evening, also at 7:30 at the CFPA. This program is the foundation for an opera telling the story of Viola Edwards and her hospital, and features Richard as the librettist or lyricist, her first such effort. Also returning for night two, composer Lois Henry.
That she's a woman doing this really does add a different perspective to the words and the notes of the music. Accompanying Lois will be some well-known opera singers, and so we're really excited. Tenor Edward Washington II from New York will be here. Dirk Gavin McCoy, who is a baritone, will be here. Lisa Lockhart, who is soprano. We have a lyric soprano, which is really unique in the opera world. Kara Bishop will be here. And then I'm really excited that my son, Lord Richard Jr., will be singing bass baritone as well. And this song cycle provides not only the music but some narration about it. So it's a precursor to the full opera, which is under development now. So if you have not seen an opera under development, this is a really unique opportunity right here in Pensacola to see it.
The Thursday night Viola panel discussion, sponsored in part by the UWF John C. Pace Symposium Series, is open to the public. There's no charge for admission, but registration is strongly encouraged. Information and tickets to the Friday night performance are available online at kakuainstitute.org or on Eventbrite. Both events will begin at 7:30 p.m. in the Music Hall at the UWF Center for Fine and Performing Arts. Sandra Eberhardt, WUWF News.